Okay, everyone, please take a seat. Mr. Young? All right, so we reconvene now. It is quarter to two, and we had a closed session. Any further comment from counsel on this?
Yes, we need to report out that we made a referral to the AG's office.
Okay. Why don't you do that?
We made a referral to the AG's office in the
Okay,
matter.
for the record? Okay, very good. So then what I would like to do is to move to public comment. That way, anyone who had a speaker card for that item, does not necessarily have to further wait. I do have three public comment speaker cards, so I will start with Claire. 3 minutes.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Claire Wyman, and I would like to express my continuing support for creating the capability to provide remote testimony at water board meetings. Thank you.
All right. So the next speaker card will be Steve Shimmick.
No need, thank you.
No need. Next will be, I was looking for the item. Oh, public comment. Kay?
Okay.
Hello, I'm Kay Mercer with KMI, and I'm actually speaking on behalf of Monterey County Farm Bureau. I do have a contract with them and assist them from time to time. Norm is traveling this week, and one of the things we wanted to talk about was vetting. How much vetting goes into any comment that Monterey County Farm Bureau makes. So this is a statement. I'm going to try to read it for him after I catch my breath from running. So Monterey County Farm Bureau is guided by a set of formal policies that aid in forming public interaction on legislation and regulatory programs. This process starts with the very core at Farm Bureau, the membership, the actual farmers and ranchers who work the fields and pastures every day. Committees are formed around land use, water, legislation, labor, and they meet regularly to discuss and review and determine positions on current issues, making recommendations on public policy that impact farm and ranch operations. For example, water quality is a topic of regular discussion. Specific suggestions on how to mold the requirements to fit the uniqueness of the Central Coast Ag and the fast-turning crops grown in the Salinas Valley has yielded numerous suggestions on how to improve language of proposed regulatory programs. Because these suggestions came from boots on the ground and worked their way up into committee meetings, they were then approved by board of directors. With subsequent interactions with the State Water Board and staff, they're guided by Farm Bureau policy, which aids in making a difference on how language is crafted and adopted. The Farm Bureau Committee on Water Quality and Land Use, growers in the Salinas Valley have cooperatively formed a technical advisory committee to review and develop elements of the next ag waiver. Realizing that it's a one-size-fits-all program will not yield desired water quality improvements that regulators desire, specific provisions must come from the regulated community to make the next irrigated lands regulatory program successful from the standpoint of measuring improvement. This technical advisory committee brings together landowners, farm operators, pest control advisors, and CCAs to find real-world solutions that can be practically implemented and measured. Farm Bureau prides itself on its grassroots organization, meaning that public policy development comes from our members directly. Public comments made by Farm Bureau staff have been vetted against policy and are based around on-farm practices that continually evolve with new efficiencies and technology applications. Farming is not static. It reacts. And if a statement is made by a Farm Bureau member or staffer, it comes from practical experience and public policy formed around sustainable farming and ranching techniques. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kate. And next, I'll use the first name, Ben.
Ben Angeli.
Okay. And then next will be last speaker card is Abby.
Good afternoon, Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association. I'll just echo what Kay said about Farm Bureau's process. We have a similar one, and you know, Farm Bureau, Monterey County, and others in the room today and throughout the state are really critical partners to us. And just so you know, we do. We also have monthly water meetings, and we talk about irrigated lands at each one. And I think that part of the point we want to make today is, you know, you see Kay, you see me, you see Claire up here today, and sometimes you don't see a lot of farmers in the room, and it doesn't mean that they don't care and they're not really following what's going on. As you're probably aware, right now we're transitioning, right? So a lot of people who are in Yuma, some are now in Huron and harvesting their crops. They will be for the next month or so, and then they'll transition fully back to the Salinas Valley. With all these rains, which we're so grateful for, it also means a lot of people had to really think about their planting schedules, right? So they had their schedule set for this and last week, and they've had to move things around. And all of that is substantial to their projections and in everything that goes on during a year. We have 30, 40 people at water committee meetings monthly, and they're very much tracking and interested in what's going on here. We have special meetings about BMPs. So we just want you to know people are really engaged. Part of the other thing that I wanted to update you on is that we've had conversations with Grower Shipper with Chris and Angela about the discussion we had around NOVs. As I understand, I think your staff is still thinking about some of the things that were brought up around like zeroing out acreage and things like that. But two important things I think have come from those discussions, and one of them is really taking the feedback that you gave about language in the letters about how we get into compliance. And I'm hearing from staff like that's really being taken very seriously. I think your letters are going to show that, and we really appreciate that. I think the other thing that we've asked of Angela is there was some back and forth about looking up on GeoTracker whether you're in compliance or not, and it is a bit challenging, right? It's not super user-friendly, and so Angela has agreed to help us create a cheat sheet of sorts so that we can share that. I think Perry's also going to want to share that with our membership. I think that's going to be really good for our members and that they can just share that with their landowners, but it's also going to be good for you and your staff because I think you get a lot of calls in that regard. So those are just a couple of updates I wanted to share, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, and we'll see you again at one of your items.